This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And after 3 days of Senate Republicans saying no way to opening debate on the Democratic version of financial reform legislation, the party in the minority has finally relented, and the issue is now on the floor. Much more analysis in just a moment, but Chris Dodd of Connecticut, the senator who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, tried to extend an olive branch to Republicans as the debate began.
My hope is that not only will we end up with a good bill at the end of all of this, but we can also end up repairing, I think, some of the tensions and stress that have exist in our legislative body, this legislative body.
So why did enough Senate Republicans relent to allow this to move forward after 3 days remaining unanimous against it? And speaking with MSNBC, New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg said there was a compromise to remove the $50 billion fund, which Republicans said was a permanent bailout fund. He said that was a major step towards compromise legislation.
Well, I think we decided because we had gone as far as we could at the negotiating table. Originally, we weren't at the negotiating table. And then when we insisted on being there, there were negotiations that occurred between Senator Shelby and Senator Dodd. And very significant progress was made on this very big issue, which is too big to fail. No company should be too big to fail. No company should expect that the American taxpayer is going to come in and bail it out. And we wanted to make sure the language was as strong in that area as possible. We've now got very strong language in that area.
Gregg says he doesn't think the bill's still very good, but says now there's an amendment process by which Senate Republicans will try to improve it.
There are a lot of other issues, however, that are still have to be addressed to make sure we do this regulation right, and we should do it, and we should do it right. But they weren't going to be addressed in negotiations because of the differences between the parties, so it just seemed best to go to the floor and offer our amendments and see where we go.
But while several Senate Republicans are ready to roll up their sleeves and try to work with Democrats, other Republicans on Capitol Hill are wondering why the Senate Republicans gave ground. Among them is New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett, who spoke to me earlier on Thursday. He says no matter how you look at it, with the fund or without the fund, this is still a rotten piece of legislation.
I would say that it's really not clear what the heck happened in the Senate yesterday. In essence, what they're saying is that they're willing to take the fight to the floor as opposed to procedural issues that have come before it. But no, even if we remove the $50 billion slush fund, the bill as it stands right now is still a bailout bill that will bail out big Wall Street banks at the expense of the American taxpayer.
I also asked Congressman Garrett to comment on a new study released by Americans for Tax Reform, which shows that in the Dodd bill in the U.S. Senate on the floor right now, there is specific language that requires banks to engage in the very same behavior that led to the mortgage crisis of the middle part of the last decade. Basically, banks being forced by the government to seek out and extend mortgages to low-income Americans who probably can't afford to pay it back. And if they can't pay it back, the government, with taxpayer dollars, will make sure those banks don't falter. I asked Congressman Garrett if that was his interpretation of the bill as well.
Your guess was exactly correct. The underlying problems that brought us here have not been changed and actually haven't even been touched.
Congressman Garrett says one of the problems with the Senate bill is that it's clearly been rushed. It's well over 1,000 pages. And he says compared to even the House debate over this bill, which he also opposed, the consideration of this is just lacking.
I would think they should go back to the process of being in committee. We had over 50 different committee meetings in the House to try to get our bill through, the House bill, and that felt rushed because it was so complex. The Senate spent 20 minutes on it.
Another issue I asked Congressman Garrett about is the issue of laws already existing on the books as to whether or not they just need to be enforced rather than a whole new round of regulations be imposed.
Even if you pass this bill, all you're really saying is, okay, we have the laws on the books in the past. Regulators, you didn't do it right the last time. Now we really want you to do it right the next time without any real changes to make sure that it gets done any better the next time around.
To hear my complete conversation with Congressman Scott Garrett, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. While there, you can also find my conversation with Brian Johnson of Americans for Tax Reform as he outlines exactly what is in this bill and what's not in terms of reforming the mortgage industry. He also has some alarming information about who the president wants to lead a proposed new Consumer Financial Protection Agency housed within the Federal Reserve. Another major story today, the Obama administration closely following the latest developments with a major oil spill that continues to grow in the Gulf of Mexico. It all stems back to that explosion of a major oil rig, a deep well rig, in the Gulf of Mexico last week. 11 workers from that explosion still missing, another 3 of them still in critical condition in the hospital. Gibbs says the resources of the government are on their way to the Gulf to make sure this spill doesn't get too far out of hand.
The president urged, out of an abundance of caution and mindful of the new information, that we must position resources to continue to aggressively confront this incident. Following that, Rear Admiral Landry announced that while BP is ultimately responsible, the administration will continue to be aggressive in our response, and we will use all available resources.
And in case it slipped past you when Press Secretary Gibbs said it, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano repeated it. This is BP's fault.
As the president and the law have made clear, BP is the responsible party, is required to fund the costs of the response and cleanup operations. But our visit to Louisiana and the affected areas tomorrow will also help inform our investigation into the causes of this explosion.
Secretary Napolitano also explained some of the efforts the oil company has already taken to try and minimize the threat.
BP began a controlled burn designed to remove large quantities of oil from the open water in an effort to protect shoreline and marine and other wildlife. The trapped oil was consumed in about 28 minutes. BP continues to use chemical dispersants, which, along with natural dispersions of oil, will address a large portion of the slick. Nearly 100,000 gallons of dispersant have been used to date.
And one final political note before we let you go. Florida Governor Charlie Crist, at one point assumed to be a shoo-in to be the next Republican senator from the state of Florida, is now abandoning the Republican race for the Senate, but he's not abandoning the race. He's going to run as a third-party independent. And for analysis on that, head to worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org, and catch my discussion on this and many other subjects with John Gizzi of Human Events. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.